Welcome back to The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, filling in for John Hockenberry. Well, Detroit, Michigan is a lot of things, right? Home to Iggy Pop, comes to mind, Ted Nugent. Of course, it's the Motor City. It's also, though, a major international border crossing with the Ambassador Bridge. It runs across the Detroit River, connecting Detroit to Windsor, Ontario in Canada. But things have not been going so well at that border crossing lately. The Council on American-Islamic Relations, otherwise known as CARE, is suing the FBI and U.S. Customs and Border Protection for what it claims have been religious profiling and the mistreatment of Muslims at the U.S.-Canada border. Meanwhile, immigrant advocacy groups and 11 members of Congress have called for an independent investigation into reports of alleged abuse and religious and racial profiling by Border Patrol agents along the border more broadly. Takeaway Detroit correspondent Martina Guzman joins us from WDET in Detroit. Hello, Martina.
Hello, Todd.
Why is CARE, the Council on American-Islamic Relations, suing the FBI and U.S. Customs and Border Patrol? What are the allegations here?
Well, they're suing Customs and Border Protection and the FBI over what they say is repeated detention and questioning of Muslims about their religious beliefs and practices. So they're being held for what they say are extraordinary amounts of time and being asked questions such as, you know, what mosque do you go to? How many times a day do you pray? Who is your imam? And they say this is blatant religious profiling.
Now, Martina Guzman, these are the allegations from the Council on American-Islamic Relations related to the treatment of Muslims at the border. But it's not just Muslims who've been complaining about their treatment. You recently interviewed Ruben Torres, a third-generation American citizen living in Detroit. Tell us his story.
So Ruben is Mexican-American, and that's a community that sits at the base of the Ambassador Bridge. And they've also been recipients of what they say is very aggressive behavior. Now, Ruben Torres was on his way home from work and was stopped by an Immigration and Customs Enforcement agent. They accused him of being a human trafficker, of bringing people from the United States into Canada. And, you know, Ruben is 6'4" and weighs well over 200 pounds. And he said he was very scared because he didn't know what was going to happen or who to call that could help him.
I was afraid because I never knew anything about any of this stuff. They were telling me they were going to take me down to headquarters to be detained for maybe going back to Mexico. I'm like, I'm not going anywhere. I want to call somebody. I called my brother because I know he's going to law school.
Now, you've been reporting from another place around your area there in Detroit, the Detroit Academy Elementary School, back in 2011. Describe what happened there.
So Hope Academy is an elementary school in southwest Detroit that borders to the west a Mexican community and to the east a Middle Eastern community. And one spring day, several Border Patrol agents, Immigration and Customs Enforcement vehicles, surrounded the elementary school and really put the community in a panic because of this and sort of called community leaders to ask what they should do.
Now, you spoke with Ryan Bates from the Alliance for Immigration Reform about the incident that you just described.
If you don't feel safe taking your child to school, you don't really have a community. ICE has a policy against enforcing immigration laws at places like schools, churches, hospitals. We all are going to have different opinions on immigration reform, but you know, we can probably agree that an elementary school is an inappropriate place to be enforcing immigration laws.
Martina Guzman, has ICE said who they were looking for or why it may have been necessary to mount an action at an elementary school?
No, and both organizations, Todd, have been very unanimous in saying that they don't have a comment or because of certain investigations, whether external or internal, you know, they have no comment on the issues. And I think that that's been a real part of the problem and the lack of dialogue between the organizations themselves and the community groups.
That's Martina Guzman, Takeaway Detroit correspondent, joining us from WDET. Martina, thank you.
You're welcome.